From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. Embassy in Iraq is condemning the killings of at least 24 people, including some women and children, in a Sunni village just south of Baghdad. The BBC's Jim Muir reports the militants were said to be trying to pass themselves off as U.S. and Iraqi soldiers.
Iraqi police said the killers drove into the village of Sufia on the outskirts of Baghdad at around 2 o'clock in the morning local time. They were driving what appeared to be army vehicles and wearing uniforms. They took the victims out of three houses, then gunned them down. It's believed that those who died came from families who supported local Sunni militias, which turned against al-Qaeda and its militant allies 2 years ago, a key turning point in the campaign to quell the insurgency. Sufia lies in a mainly Sunni area which used to be a stronghold of the insurgents. Such places have seen a number of similar revenge attacks in recent months, believed to have been carried out by al-Qaeda or related groups.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. In Rhode Island, residents are mopping up from the worst flooding in that state in 200 years. Rain-swollen rivers are finally receding slowly, but the main source of the flooding, the Pawtuxet River, is not expected to drop below flood stage until early tomorrow evening. Rhode Island's governor says the damage from the flooding will run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. Federal and state investigators are looking for the cause of the explosion and fire at an oil refinery near Seattle that killed at least five people. The blast shook houses for miles. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, that same refinery was recently fined for safety violations.
Three men and two women died in the explosion at the Tesoro Corporation oil refinery on Friday. The early morning blast shook houses that were miles away. Last April, the federal government fined Tesoro more than $85,000 for serious safety and health violations. The company was also fined for two serious violations in 2007. It isn't clear if Friday's blast was related to earlier violations. There has been a national effort to examine all oil refineries. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board is investigating 18 major accidents. At least seven are at oil refineries, even though chemical plants outnumber them in the U.S. Two other men remained hospitalized with burns, one in critical condition as a result of the blast at Tesoro. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
The sound of Easter vigil services at the Washington National Cathedral underway at this hour, the light of one candle being used to light those held by the hundreds of people in the darkened Gothic church. It's a ritual being repeated at Christian churches around the world, including the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, which stands on the site where tradition holds Jesus was crucified and entombed. Pope Benedict has celebrated Easter vigil services at the Vatican. The pontiff did not mention the sex abuse scandal that's gripping the Roman Catholic Church. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama may have at least one more Supreme Court nomination to make while he's in office. Justice John Paul Stevens says he'll be deciding soon when he might retire. He turns 90 later this month. But Stevens says he will definitely step down while Mr. Obama is in the White House. Stevens says he still loves his job and says he continues to write the first draft of his own opinions. Stevens is the leader of the court's liberal faction. There's been no settlement so far at a factory in France where workers are threatening to blow up the facility. Frank Browning reports negotiations are ongoing.
Faced with heavy layoffs, workers at the Sotomatex plant outside Paris set up gas canisters on the roof of the plant and threatened to blow up a major gas holding tank there if management does not back down on its plan to close the factory, which makes rugs for automobiles. Some 50 angry workers took over the plant on Thursday and were reportedly ready to detonate the gas bombs by the end of Friday, when new talks began late in the day to find a solution. The workers not only want the plant kept open, but are demanding wage increases. Similar threats by angry auto subsidiary workers last year nearly led to the destruction of another plant in a small town in southwest France, when local police sympathetic to the workers at first declined to intervene. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
In the Final Four of the NCAA men's basketball tournament in Indianapolis, Butler has defeated Michigan State 52-50 to earn a spot in the national championship game. It was Butler's 25th straight win. Butler will play the winner of today's second semifinal game as West Virginia takes on Duke. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.